Chapter 8. The Robbery. It was night in London, and a carriage pulled by a single horse rolled down the street. Inside the carriage, Oliver sat across from Bill Sykes and Nancy. Nancy looking even more worried than before, and Bill coldly watching them both. "Where are we going?" Oliver finally asked after finding the courage to speak. Bill had drawn the curtains of the carriage shut, and Oliver couldn't see a thing through them. "You'll find out," Bill said, "when I'm ready to tell you. Until then, keep your mouth shut and do as you're told, both of you." The carriage continued on its way for another hour or so, all three passengers remaining silent during the ride. Finally, the carriage rolled to a stop. Bill paid the driver a few shillings, and they all got out. At Bill's instruction, Oliver closed his eyes and kept them shut, while Nancy helped him down.
"Keep them closed, boy," he heard Bill say. "Wait until I tell you to open them."
The group walked for a little while more, Nancy pulling Oliver whenever they changed direction. The group soon stopped, and Bill told Oliver he could open his eyes. Oliver did so and saw a large wall in front of him. On top of the wall sat Bill holding a long rope in his hands, which he then lowered down to Oliver.
"Hurry up, boy," he said. "Quickly now."
Oliver did as he was told and climbed up all the way, Nancy behind him. Once they were all sitting on the wall, Bill lowered the rope to the other side, and they all climbed down it and into some thick bushes. Oliver looked around him and saw they were in the front yard of a large house. After a moment, Bill ran out of the bushes and towards the side of the house. Nancy waved for Oliver to follow, and he did so. Oliver looked back at Nancy and saw she was running behind him while carrying an empty bag. Oliver knelt down next to Bill.
"All right, pal," Bill whispered, patting Oliver hard on his back. "Now it's time to do that favor you promised me."
Bill waved at a small window near the bottom of the house. It was quite small indeed, barely big enough for a small animal to fit through, or someone as thin as Oliver. "All you have to do is go through this window and into the basement. There should be some stairs on the other side. Go up them and find the front door of this house, which shouldn't be too hard. Unlock it to let us both in. And that's all."
"That's it?"
"Yes, that's it. Just unlock that front door, Oliver, and all will be forgiven. I'll even tell you where we are, just like I promised."
Oliver took a deep breath and touched the glass of the window. The window pushed open inside the basement. Then he lay on his stomach and crawled through it. Bill and Nancy helped him by holding onto his legs. Oliver pulled himself all the way through and fell a small distance to the floor of the basement.
"Are you all right?"
he heard Nancy whisper from outside.
"Yes," he whispered back, "but it's quite dark in here. I can't see a thing."
"Here," Nancy replied. There was the sound of a match being struck. Then Nancy pushed a lit candle through the window.
"Use this, but be careful of the wax. It burns."
Oliver took the candle and looked for the way out of the basement. He found some stairs in a corner of the room and tiptoed up them. The stairs looked old, so Oliver had to be careful not to make too much noise as he walked on them. Oliver came to the top of the stairs, where he found a large closed door. He touched the door, hoping it was locked so they could all just leave and go anywhere else. Unfortunately, it swung right open. Oliver walked through it and into a large hallway. The boy felt like he knew this place, but was so afraid of what Bill was going to do that he decided to just run to the front door and get it over with. He found the front door and undid the latch that held it shut. Opening it, he saw Bill and Nancy on the other side.
"Well, get out of the way, boy," Bill demanded.
"You're going to rob this place, aren't you?" Oliver asked.
"Yes," Bill replied. "And if you tell anyone, I'll tell them you're the one who broke into it, and you'll be sent to prison too. You're a criminal now, Oliver, just like the rest of us. Now, stand aside and let me in."
Bill pushed past Oliver, with Nancy following behind him, carrying the bag.
They entered a room with an unlit fireplace. Nancy and Bill started taking as many things from this room as they could. Books, pens, clocks, and whatever else they could find. Oliver saw Bill go to a desk in the back of the room and start throwing open the drawers, putting whatever he could find into Nancy's bag or his own pockets. Oliver looked closer at the desk and his heart sank. He started backing away out of the room. He turned his head towards the fireplace and finally knew for certain where he was and just how cruel Bill Sykes could be. There, hanging above the fireplace, back in its spot, was the painting of a woman that Oliver knew all too well. Oliver looked at the chairs in front of the fireplace, and he saw the bell Mr. Brownlow would sometimes ring to alert Mrs. Bedwin and the other servants. He grabbed it and started backing away towards the door. The bell slipped in his hands and made a small noise. Nancy and Bill stopped moving. They turned around and saw what Oliver was doing.
"Oliver, don't do it," Nancy whispered, seeing the rage on Bill's face.
"Put it down, boy," Bill said, "and get away from that door."
Oliver kept backing away. He felt the door that led out of the study and opened it behind him. Bill reached into his coat and pulled out a pistol. He pointed it at Oliver.
"I said, get away from that door."
Bill didn't yell it, but it was still the most terrifying thing Oliver had ever heard.
"Bill," Nancy said, nearly screaming, "don't."
Bill ignored her and kept the pistol pointed at Oliver. Oliver stood still. He could feel his heart beating so fast as it threatened to burst out of his chest and run away from him. Oliver took a deep breath and stepped out of the room. He began ringing the bell as loud as he could.
"Mr. Brownlow, Mrs. Bedwin, help! You're being robbed! Come quick!"
he shouted.
"Traitor!" Bill screamed.
"No, Bill!"
Nancy screamed at the same time. Nancy tried to grab the pistol from Bill's hand. Bill pulled the trigger, and there was a loud bang. With relief, Oliver realized he was not hurt. Unfortunately, Nancy was shot by the weapon instead. Oliver saw her fall to the floor. Bill looked just as shocked as Oliver.
"Nancy," Bill whispered. "Stupid girl, why did you have to do something like that?"
He picked up Nancy's body and held it. Some of the lamps in the house were turned on, and Oliver could hear several voices all asking what was going on. He took up ringing the bell again for help.
"Help! Murder! Murder!" he screamed.
It was then that Oliver realized he was crying.
"Quiet," Bill whispered, putting down Nancy's body.
Oliver kept ringing the bell, yelling for help.
"I said quiet,"
Bill repeated louder. Then Bill fired the pistol once more. The bullet hit Oliver in the leg, and the boy fell to the floor, the bell sliding across the room. Bill angrily stepped towards Oliver, where the boy lay on the floor.
"Stop!"
a voice shouted out. Bill and Oliver both turned and saw Mr. Brownlow standing at the other end of the hallway.
"Get away from that boy!"
Bill took one last look at Oliver and ran out the door. Mr. Brownlow ran to Oliver and looked at his wound. Mrs. Bedwin was right behind him. She gasped at the sight of Oliver.
"Oh, heavens!"
she cried. Mr. Brownlow looked out the open door and saw Bill climbing back over the wall.
"Go fetch the doctor, Mrs. Bedwin, quickly!" Mr. Brownlow ordered. "And the police, too!"
Then he ran out the door in pursuit of Bill.